TD Summer Reading Club 2022. Welcome to the 2022 TD Summer Reading Club. Producer's note: at the top of this page, there is an illustration of a small green dragon. Text: this notebook belongs to... Producer's note: a line is provided for you to write your name. Text: this summer, you choose what you want to read. Write down the username you created on our website. Producer's note: a line is provided for you to write down the username. Text: stick or write your web access code here. Producer's note: a line is provided within a circle for you to write the access code. Or you can apply a sticker containing the web access code. Text: visit tdsummerreadingclub.ca, tdsummerreadingclub.ca, to access free ebooks and coloring pages using your web access code and username. Co-created and delivered by over 2,200 public libraries across Canada, this national bilingual program is developed by Toronto Public Library in partnership with Library and Archives Canada. Sponsorship is generously provided by TD Bank Group. TD Bank logo. The TD Summer Reading Club is for everyone, no matter how you read. You can listen to this notebook, MP3, read this notebook in Braille, BRF, make the print in this notebook bigger by opening a PDF version on a computer or tablet, read this notebook in open dyslexic font. How? Scan this QR code with a phone. Producer's note: there is a QR code within a large rectangle. Text. Or visit tdsrc.ca/accessibility. tdsrc.ca/accessibility. Which African folklore character helped to free all of the world's stories from a locked wooden box? A. Osebo the leopard. B. Anansi the trickster spider. C. Onini the python. D. Mboro the hornet. Find out the answer to this question by visiting tdsummerreadingclub.ca. tdsummerreadingclub.ca. We'll post new questions each week. Producer's note: there's an illustration showing a wooden crate bursting open and releasing a bright light. We see a dragon, a bat with its wings spread wide, a laughing skull, and a lion roaring. Text: search and find. Can you find these images on the cover of this notebook? Producer's note: there are four illustrations: a scepter with an emblem on top, a green book, a backpack with an eye on it, and a floating castle. Text. Cover illustration. Producer's note: an illustration on the front cover shows three children climbing to the summit of a large purple mountain. In the background, we see a mountain range emerging from billowy white clouds. The sky is a mix of orange and pink hues. A child with a yellow backpack and holding a wooden scepter triumphantly reaches the peak. The child is wearing a hat that looks like a bear's head. The child's two friends follow closely behind. One is wearing glasses, a Viking helmet, and a red backpack with an eye on it. Smiling, she uses her crutches with forearm braces to steady herself on the mountain's peak. The other child, wearing a bright red cape, plants a pickaxe into the side of the mountain. A huge green dragon with red whiskers and horns flies overhead, its long spiny tail weaving through a series of floating castles hovering in the sky. The words "TD Summer Reading Club 2022" appear within a multicolored stack of books. Text. Steam, STEAM, fairy tales. Use science, technology, engineering, art, and math to solve these challenges. You can do them alone or with family or friends. The Big Bad Wolf. "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your fort down," said the Big Bad Wolf. Producer's note: an illustration of the Big Bad Wolf appears on this page. It shows the wolf trying to blow a blanket fort down. In the fort, a bunch of kids read their books happily. Text. Challenge. Can you design a reading fort that can withstand the Big Bad Wolf's powerful puff? Use materials you have at home, cushions, blankets, chairs, boxes, to build a sturdy reading fort for yourself. Once it's strong and steady, read a book inside. The Girl and the Wolf. I'm not always big and bad. Check out the book The Girl and the Wolf by Katharina Vermette and Julie Flett. The Perfect Bed for Goldilocks. Goldilocks was very tired. She went upstairs to the bedroom. She laid down in the first bed, but it was too hard. She laid down in the second bed, but it was too soft. Then she laid down in the third bed, and it was just right. Challenge. Can you design a new bed for Goldilocks? Use materials found in and around your home, such as paper, cardboard, tape, glue, twine, yarn, building blocks, sticks, and branches. Once you've completed your bed, test it by placing small objects on top of the bed. How much weight does it support? Producer's note: there is an illustration of a young girl playing with an action figure with yellow hair and a pink dress. The girl has a ball of pink yarn, purple string, white glue, and colored blocks. Text. Check out the children's section at your public library and look for Dewey Decimal number 398 for these fairy tales and more. The Gingerbread Man. Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the Gingerbread Man. More and more people joined in the chase. They ran and ran, but no one could catch up with the Gingerbread Man. Lurking near the river was a hungry fox. He saw the Gingerbread Man running toward him and licked his lips. When the Gingerbread Man got to the river, he realized there was no bridge. Oh dear, the Gingerbread Man had to stop. He couldn't get across. Producer's note: there's an illustration of a gingerbread man kneeling on a riverbank, dipping his finger into the water. Behind the gingerbread man, we see a sneaky-looking fox hiding behind the bushes, his tail quivering, rubbing his hands together while he licks his lips. Text. Challenge. Can you design a small raft for the gingerbread man to cross the river? Try using items in your design that can float, like empty water bottles or sticks. What can you use to create a flat surface for the gingerbread man to stand on? Ask your parent or caregiver for help in testing your raft in water. Bingo. Producer's note: an illustration shows an octopus with the lower half of his body under the surface of the water, holding up cards with letters written on them. The cards spell out B-I-N-G-O. The octopus is also holding on to two wooden ships. Text. How many boxes can you check off before the end of summer? Producer's note: there are 16 boxes in all. Each box has a different challenge written inside of it. The boxes are arranged in four rows of four boxes each, beginning in the top left corner. The first box reads, "Read a graphic novel or comic book." The next box in that row reads, "Draw a picture inspired by a book." Next, "Write a thank you note to someone. Next, read a book recommended by a friend or family member. The next row down, starting at the left, read the webcomic at tdsrc.ca. Next, learn a magic trick. Next, read a book that was made into a movie. Next, read a book outside. Next row down, beginning at the left, watch a video on BiblioVideo, youtube.com/BiblioVideo, youtube.com/Bibliovideo. Next, read a biography or autobiography. Next, look up the lyrics to a song and sing along as it plays. Next, learn how to sign your name using sign language. And the bottom row, beginning at the left, visit your public library. Next, write a story that begins, "Once upon a time," and give it to someone to read. Next, listen to an audiobook. Next, read a fairy tale, legend, or fable. Text. Challenge yourself this summer. Will you try to read a certain number of books? A number of minutes each day? Or a number of total hours this summer? Choose your goal and use this space to write it down. Good luck! My goal is to read. Producer's note, a blank line is provided for you to write down your goal. Text. Join us online. Check out the TDSRC Kids site for fun things to do all summer long. Recommend and discover books. Track your reading. Write silly stories and story endings. Read free ebooks. Check out our webcomic. Producer's note. An illustration shows a boy with glasses giving a sheep a haircut. The sheep sits in a barber's chair looking at its new hairdo in a handheld mirror. Text. Where do sheep go to cut their hair? Answer. To the Baba shop. Visit tdsummerreadingclub.ca, tdsummerreadingclub.ca, to read more jokes like this one and to submit your own. Join Sila. If you have a print disability and own a library card, register to download or borrow books from Sila, CELA, the Center for Equitable Library Access. CELALibrary.ca, CELALibrary.ca. You'll find lots of fun reads, including stories and some graphic novels. In Quebec, register at Service Québécois du Livre Adapté, banq.qc.ca/SQLA/. CELA, CNIB Foundation, Partners in Accessible Literacy. My Summer Reading. Use these pages however you like. Here are a few ideas. List books or other material that you've read or listened to, draw pictures inspired by what you have read, and collect stickers to place in the empty boxes. Producer's note, there are two empty boxes for stickers on this page, one in the top right corner and one in the bottom left corner. In the bottom right corner, there is an illustration of a dragon. The speech bubble above the dragon's head reads, "Add your own words to these comic boxes on the upcoming pages." Text. Producer's note. On the next page, in the bottom right corner, there is an illustration of an excited girl and her mother talking to each other while enjoying a book together. There is an empty speech bubble above their heads. The rest of the page is left blank for your notes. Empty boxes for stickers are located in the top right and bottom left corners of the page. Text. Producer's note. In the bottom left corner of the next page, an illustration shows a boy in a wheelchair and a man with a beard dancing together. The boy in the wheelchair is popping a wheelie. There is a speech bubble above the man with the beard and a speech bubble next to the boy in the wheelchair. The rest of the page is left blank for your notes. Empty boxes for stickers are located in the upper left and bottom right corners of the page. Text. On the next page, in the bottom right corner, there is an illustration of a purple dragon clutching an armful of blue and pink eggs. There is a speech bubble above the dragon's head. The rest of the page is left blank for your notes. Empty boxes for stickers are located in the bottom left and top right corners of the page. Text. Producer's note. In the bottom left corner of the next page, there is an illustration of a purple cat leaning over a big, bubbling, steaming cauldron with green liquid oozing over the rim. The cat holds a toothbrush in one paw, a bunch of crayons with the other paw, and a blue shoe with its tail. Red apples are floating on the surface of the cauldron. There is an empty speech bubble above the cat's head. The rest of this page is left blank for your notes. Empty boxes for stickers are located in the top left and bottom right corners. Text. Draw a mythical creature. Use your imagination to draw your very own mythical creature in the space below. For drawing tips and inspiration, check out tdsummerreadingclub.ca, tdsummerreadingclub.ca, to watch a video of the club's artist, Rob Justice, drawing his own creature. Producer's note. On this page, an empty rectangle is provided for you to draw your creature. Text. Once your drawing is complete, write a story featuring your creature on the Story Starters page of the TD Summer Reading Club website. Congratulations! Your name. Great reading! As witnessed by. Date. Producer's note. This certificate has blank lines for you to write your name, the name of a witness, and the date. An official gold seal in the upper right corner features an illustration of a dragon. Text. Back cover. Producer's note. The back cover of this notebook contains a full-page colored illustration of a game board. The game board consists of 44 squares. The board includes many colorful, fun illustrations. A child leans out of an apartment building window. He smiles as he holds an open book with the page displaying the number 1. This is the starting point of the game, square number 1. Large rocks with flat tops like stepping stones float in midair next to the apartment building. The rock nearest to the open book is square number 2. A larger rock next to it contains square number 3 and square number 4. Square number 4 has a ladder on it, which leads up to square number 12. Next to square number 4, there is a blue castle tower standing on an even larger rock, floating high above the city. Squares number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are steps leading up the outside of the castle tower. A purple ant holding a broom is sweeping square number 10 near the top of the castle tower. A child wearing a knight's helmet and gloves peeks out of one of the windows at the base of the tower. The child waves at the boy in the window of the apartment building who is holding the open book. Square number 11 is a stepping stone resting on a big green beanstalk that is growing out of the side of the castle tower near the top. Next to square 11, also sitting on the beanstalk, is square number 12. It has a ladder leading down to square number 4. squares 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 make up leaves on the beanstalk, which form a path above the city. The beanstalk leads to a large nest with three eggs in it. On the apartment building roof, a girl in a wheelchair points to the scene unfolding before her eyes. Squares 19, 20, and 21 are the three eggs in the nest. Square 20 is in the process of hatching. A blue dragon tail is emerging from the eggshell. Behind the nest, a large blue dragon flies across the sky. Squares 22 to 36 are marked along the length of the dragon's body, moving from the tail closer to the head. The dragon opens its mouth, and its large tongue is hanging out. The dragon's tongue is square number 37. Billowy pink clouds of smoke leave the dragon's mouth. Squares number 38 and 39 appear on those clouds of smoke. A blue horse with wings wearing a top hat flies above the dragon. The flying horse's left wing is square number 40. Square number 41 is the top hat. The flying horse is holding on to a cauldron from which a multicolored rainbow is pouring out of the top. The arc of the rainbow leads down to a floating rock. This is square number 43. A rope bridge with wooden slats leads from square number 43 to square number 44. This final square in the game is a large rock with a knight's sword sticking out of it. Text. Make up the rules to this board game and challenge your friends and family. What will you use for game pieces? Hint: they will need to be of different shapes and colors. How will you determine how players move their pieces? Hint: try using dice, a spinner, or cards to determine how many spaces to move forward. This concludes TD Summer Reading Club 2022.